Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small businesses. So we created a podcast where we have million-dollar conversations that help small business owners thrive. I'm Brian Rump from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Garrity of Managing Digital.
And we are recording from the Thrive Podcast Studio at Thrive Coworking Community in downtown Lindsay, Ontario at 18 Kent Street West. Our sponsor today is Digital Service Squad. Are you a small business owner looking to take your business online? From e-commerce to social media, Digital Main Street has free training, tools, and resources to help you jump in and grow your digital presence. Visit www.kawarthalakes.ca/digital-service-squad or just search in Google for Digital Main Street Kawartha Lakes for more info. All right, Matt, today our guest on the podcast is the Lindsay and District Chamber of Commerce reigning business leader of the year, you. And we are talking about your business slash product starting point digital marketing. And this is a whole episode on, frankly, pitching that service to clients. And you've recently made some changes in how you're thinking about that business. So we're going to have an honest conversation and talk about it. And if you're listening, I think you're going to learn a lot more about why your starting point is right for you.
I started Starting Point Digital Marketing, I want to say it was 2021, February 1st, 2021, if that makes sense. And it was meant to be an affordable way for businesses to get their marketing online. My Managing Digital prices were rising, frankly, and I felt guilty that I was going to be charging more, which is maybe a different conversation, but I wanted to still have an offering or a product or a different business, frankly, that would be able to, again, provide that affordable marketing. I thought it for retailers specifically, frankly, smaller price point, all that kind of stuff. So that's where that whole idea started from.
Yeah, I think I remember. I have some notes from our original conversations in building Starting Point, even before it was called Starting Point.
Business in a box.
Business in a box.
Or marketing in a box.
Marketing in a box. Yeah. Yeah, I have business in a box, some domains around that.
But then if you look at marketing in a box online, everyone's already come up with
that idea. I think that's another fascinating conversation. I think you had designed it for like bricks and mortar marketing. Yeah. And it's people who, you know, they have a store, they need to do some marketing. Most of it's kind of the same. I think why I love Starting Point is a lot of business owners, they think of marketing as this like weirdly creative, you got to do something nuts that's like out there. And that's so expensive that I can't even do it. I have to go from either doing no marketing to that, and that's too expensive. And Starting Point was meant to get them started and going in a at a price point that makes sense.
And it was also supposed to be for one tactic also. So like you said, marketing is this thing where it has to be viral and all this stuff, which I don't know if that's true anymore. I think that was like a whole marketing push on its own to make viral marketing a thing.
Well, I was thinking creative in terms of like,
yeah,
and that could be applied to viral. It's like, okay, I need this thing and I have to go viral, or I need this website that's the greatest website that's ever existed in the history of websites.
Yeah.
Right. Or I need a radio commercial that's like so catchy, people are going to like hear it and flood in my doors, and it's going to be, kids are going to be singing it when they're adults, remembering riding in the car and listening to that. And then people will either take that or nothing, and most choose to do nothing.
Well, that's the thing too. Like, we know that the more channels, more ways that we're getting in front of people, the more likely it is it's going to benefit your business. So if you're on social media and you're on Google and you're on radio and you're in the newspaper, the more of that, the better, the more it's going to help. We know that. But the thing is, people will get overwhelmed by that. And the pricing for all of that is concerning and scary. And Patience is a concern, but that's also a price thing too. So the intention was brick and mortar businesses for an affordable rate that we're just going to do one tactic for you. We're going to get you online with social media or Google or something like that.
Yeah, it's like we're going to get you started. It's the brilliance of Starting Point. It's like, I'm not online. I need to start. The best place is to start somewhere. You don't have to spend $1 billion. So Starting Point is there to help you get started at that. And once we get started and learn some stuff, then we need a bit more, you know, of, frankly, your time of looking at, okay, where do we need to put our resources? How do we think about it? And I think marketers in general do a terrible job at explaining what their value is.
Yeah.
And then also explaining that they might not know exactly what to do. We have to experiment. One of my favorite stories, and I think I've told this on the podcast before, and I'm going to tell it again, is about copywriters who work for a small business brand called Kentucky Fried Chicken, which is a giant. They spend, I think, $1 billion a year or something on marketing worldwide. They can hire great copywriters. They are just constantly doing experiments.
Sure.
And this was from Australia specifically. They did, you know, we've heard of A-B testing. They did 26 different tests of copy language on a promotion. And, you know, what they found to let people know is $2 fries, limit 4 per person, was something that worked for them. And there's some behavioral science as to why that worked. But the point of this is saying KFC spending $1 billion a year tested 26 different things. You as a small business, you know, maybe to get someone to test 2 different things is like a giant victory. You probably hardly ever even see that. It's like, we're just going to pick this one thing and do it because we have this budget, frankly. So big brands are experimenting all the time. You don't have the same bandwidth to experiment, so you have to be focused on what you're doing.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened, where we somehow convinced people that we have to do marketing. Yeah, we're good at it. And yeah, we're going to hit that home run on the first swing. That makes absolutely no sense. In no other business or industry does that make sense. Maybe in like food, or like when you're used to purchasing something and getting a return right away, like a counter type of purchase. So you go up to the counter, you say, how much is this? They tell you, you give them the money and you receive something.
Yeah.
Services are so different. Services, if you're dealing with lawyers or accountants and finance and all these things, you don't see that return right away. You're paying someone to do a lot of work to see when that comes back. I've used this analogy before with baseball. Like the best batter in the history of baseball didn't hit 75% of the time, which is outrageous. He was successful 25% of the time. And just to think about what we have to take that notion, frankly, and start telling people about that from service levels, not even just marketing, but just service levels in general. So.
Oh, yeah. So I think, you know, people don't have that. But I think the block for a lot of small business owners is they don't know where to start. Mm-hmm. So they want the big fancy. They're comparing themselves to businesses that aren't like them, big corporations. They want awesome marketing. They know that that costs $1 billion a year, like KFC. So they choose to do nothing. So Starting Point really was the let's get you started. Let's pick a tactic. Get you going somewhere. It's lower cost. It's not as fancy. It's process driven. Mm-hmm. Still probably better, frankly, than a lot of other things people are paying more for. But it was designed to be that gateway. So tell us about where that's going now.
You joked about it at the top of this episode, saying I am the Lindsay District Chamber of Commerce reigning Business Leader of the Year. I think a switch kind of went off there a couple months ago when that happened, realizing people are coming to me for guidance on their marketing. They don't care about managing digital. They don't care about starting point. I can name 10 different businesses or create 10 different marketing businesses. None of them matter. No one cares about that. I am an established guide for marketing in the Kawartha Lakes. That's a good line. They come to me. They don't care. I've worked with someone for almost 4 years, like almost the entire time I've been in business. I bet you they don't own my business name. Where you go buy your shirts. I don't think he knows my business name.
Right? Yeah.
And that doesn't matter to them. It doesn't matter about the business. They know that I'm the guy. They talk to me. I customize stuff. I'm transparent. I just spoke with a lawyer the other day who I've wanted to work with for a number of years. She said that she was going to come into the office, have the coffee with me because she knows of me and we've met and like mutual acquaintances and have a nice conversation, then very politely say no and leave and never talk to me again type of thing. And then she was frankly struck by how I listened to her, that she came in and thought that I was going to be like, we have to dominate, we have to be better than the Lannisters and all this type of stuff. And I was like, well, no, if that's not what you want to do, we will adjust. And this was unique for me because most of the people I talked to, like the HVAC company wants to dominate Google. That's what they said.
Yeah.
The plumber that I work with wants to dominate that industry and be everywhere. Right. So she came in and was like, I don't want that. There's like a path that I want to go and all that. And that's, I'm convinced I'm going to work with her at this point because of how I was adapting to this situation. Long story short, I just realized months ago that people aren't so concerned about the almost product or the service in so many cases. They understand that I am the one that can guide them to the solution to their problem. So instead of being this completely autonomous business of starting point, I'm going to basically absorb it as a program of Managing Digital. So it's like starting point by Managing Digital. So still similar price points, like, but it's just going to be structured very differently with the processes and everything. So,
yeah, I think it's good insight. You know, you are the person I think people go to. One of the things I like about Starting Point, but is also the hardest challenge in marketing, is that it is that like store for like, hey, I want Google, but I don't want to spend $1 million. I just want to get started on it, run some experiments. You can still do that, but I think one of the big things that marketers do this, accountants do this, lawyers do this, is they think people know what they want when they go to them. So most people in digital marketing don't know, like they need a guide at least to start or to challenge them. They might think, hey, I need a this, but it's like, well, you don't need that, or you don't need that yet. Or they think they need an advertising campaign when what they really need is a website that looks like it was made this century and has some clear language on it. And that's where they start. You can still build these pieces in the budget-friendly way. You know, website's a great example. You know, a website can cost $1,000. It can cost $20,000. And there's a whole bunch of reasons why it's different in between. And there's reasons why some businesses need to spend the $20,000.
Sure.
And some need the $1,000. And sometimes people are convinced they need maybe the $5,000 one when really they only need the $1,000 or the opposite, right? So they need that person that's going to help them figure out where to start. Or I like the analogy too of where do you spend a little bit of money to sort of build, and then where do you, you know, adjust and spend more money to get more immediate results. And sometimes you got to spread it out a little bit to figure out where it's working and then make those adjustments. And you're the guy who's going to help make that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big value to having that.
Yeah. I was that idiot that listened to the Hustle Bros on YouTube, where I thought I could turn on this business and passively make income while I was sleeping, or I thought I'd be able to sell stuff right online without having conversations with people. And it just was never the case. People did not or do not want to jump in and purchase something without speaking to someone, which is fine. But then if someone comes to me and is having a conversation with me, and they're a mortgage broker that wants social media and social media only, I can't just let them do that. if something doesn't make sense. I can't, in conversation, be like, yeah, I'm going to take your money and we're going to do this. Because what's going to happen? I know it's not going to work. They're going to do it for a couple months. They're going to complain that it's not working. And then it's going to look bad on me.
And then they cancel it.
In the business. And they're going to say marketing doesn't work and Matt's an idiot and all these things. Like, I can't have that happening.
Yeah, it's so interesting to get your hindsight view of it, because like, I've been sort of with you on this whole journey and had a different perspective.
Yeah.
Or even just thinking like, you know, you need a lot more. If you're going to be the store and it's going to be passive, like, I never believed it would be totally passive.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think there's things you could do to automate some content or like some of that. But then sometimes the people who need it the most aren't even going to see some of that. So you're putting all this effort into like being able to passively take someone through something, and it doesn't always work. But I think the foundation of that is helpful. I also think there's a brilliance in you're the guide. And when you connect people to what they really need, it just builds trust long term. So I think some marketers, and this is another critique I have, is they want to sell their thing and they will try to convince anyone and everyone that this is what they need. And then it doesn't work, or people get angry when they come to the, you know, if I go to the TikTok marketer and they convince me I need TikTok and then it doesn't work, it's so angering. Mm-hmm. But if they come thinking they need TikTok and you put them on Google ads and that works, now they're going to be like, oh, well, what else do you have? Or we made some money with this. How do we now invest in some more marketing that makes sense? And you can still have the Starting Point suite of services that are the sort of skinny version of things that are a bit more automated that you can now just, you know, package up for people or sell them that or get them started. And you're still able to play the guide for that.
Yeah. And I thought I would, like I said, not have to be as involved, which was fine. And then explaining the difference between the two was also very confusing to me even. And to tell people that, oh, basically one includes me and one doesn't, people don't really care and understand. People don't always realize that they're buying time most of the time. So we started to adapt the process now where I'm going to be the account manager in a lot of cases, long-term. And we just basically reduce the amount of time that we speak with people. And again, every time you do something new, you don't think it's going to work, but then you tell someone for the first time and they agree and they say yes. And you're like, well, why was I doing that before? So working with the Carolina accountant and putting him through that whole new process, and it's all about expectation to him. And everyone else I've spoken to since were basically like, hey, I'm going to have this kickoff call. You're not going to hear my voice again for 3 more months. I'll email you every month with some information. I'm available if you have questions.
Yeah, if something changes or you want to throw some gas on the fire and kick it up a notch, like, you're there, but you don't need to like oversell.
They get it. The Carolina accountant gets it. Working with another company down in the States also, an HR company, frankly. They get it. They don't care when you're like, oh, I'm not going to talk to you again for 3 months and we'll do like a quarterly thing, but every month we'll message you an update. You think that they're going to be all over you every day and ask you questions, and those people aren't the right fit. They shouldn't be working with an external resource if that's the case. But you set the expectation, and this goes back to what I started Matty G Digital with, which was like, expectations were like one of the most important things to have with people. You set that expectation with them. They're totally fine. They're the easiest people to work with.
Oh yeah. And I think that's the clarity that you as a guide can offer. It's about, like, I always look at what's the long-term goal and their long-term relationships. Not every business is where you exactly want them to be, where it suits with what you offer. Some businesses really stick to that. Usually it's product of niching after years and years, and they're just so busy getting so many leads that they're like, hey, I'm getting 10 leads a day. I only want one a week. Yeah. So they filter into what they are able to do. I think you just lose out on a lot in there. So I think having the person who is like, hey, you just need this for now, and maybe we try this for a year and then we look at it again and we maybe add something to it. or there might be times where we need to talk to Matt every month because we're in, you know, a growth phase of the business, so we're being aggressive. And then after that year, maybe we roll it back a little bit. And you being available to be able to just offer different combinations, I think, is something that not a lot do, because a lot of people, I think, they want to just push the whole thing that they sell all the time to people, whether they need it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like the idea of having the different price points, because there's people that are ready to spend and ready, or maybe not there yet. Most people, when you ask them, I ask them now on every call, like, what are you ready to invest in marketing? They don't know.
Yeah, people don't know.
No clue in the world. Most of the time, that's all they want to know. What does this cost? And sometimes you can say $1,000 a month to someone, and they'll be like, wow, that's really cheap. Or some people will be, that's outrageous. I had someone years ago say, I've never heard of anything so expensive in my whole life. That man sold custom staircases.
Which is funny, because those are very
outrageously expensive, probably, right?
Yeah, and I think that's this is like a whole other conversation, which I find fascinating. I don't think others do, but it's that journey of understanding what things cost at different levels or what fits your business, right? We just recently recorded one on building wealth and investing in yourself. I think investing in yourself and marketing and changing up your paradigms over what's expensive, what isn't, I think is a big journey all small businesses need to make if they're going to be really successful. I think it's the same in marketing, is the same as like investing in coaching. Like some people, you know, they won't buy a book, right? Or they won't walk to the library to rent the book for free and spend the time to read it, because that's too big of an investment for them to learn a new thing. Whereas some books I've read, you know, programs or courses or workshops I've done have been some of the greatest investments ever. It's the same with marketing. Mm-hmm. So you have to take a leap. You know, if you want to make $1 million a year as a business, you're going to have to spend more than a couple hundred dollars a month on marketing. Like that, frankly, is just a reality.
Yeah. Well, just think about too, you're either doing marketing yourself or you're not doing it all in most cases. Some of these business owners that are looking or thinking about marketing, if they're not doing it at all, then they're going to see a change in the business. They're going to get more opportunities by hiring someone.
Yeah.
So that's going to pay itself off. If they're doing it themselves, it's going to free them up of an outrageous amount of time to go do what they're better at. I hired months ago a virtual assistant or like an assistant or whatever, where I was like kind of concerned. I didn't love the idea of that. But then found, again, like this person was able to dive in and do what they were best at. And it freed me up to do so much. The Magi Digital Marketing right now is maybe doing better than it ever has. Maybe, I think, might actually be. I'm more calm, and I don't want to say bored, than ever, though. Like, the last couple of weeks, I'm like, I've got a lot to do, and I'm behind on stuff, but I'm like, there's nothing really going on that's concerning. Like, I come into work, I do what I'm supposed to do, that's it.
That's what life's supposed to be like.
And I'm like, why are things so calm, though? Like, maybe something has collapsed.
Yeah, I think that's maybe a mindset growth spurt too, whereas even though you've never been the like must work a million hours a day type of person, you know, you go through these growth stages, and I think every business needs to experience.
Yeah, there's no chaos. And if there's no chaos, you as a business owner think that something is wrong.
Yeah, I think it's the opposite. It's like, that's how you know things are right.
It's outstanding. It is really, really, really amazing.
Yeah, no, this is just thinking out loud here now that we say this, but do you think people think or are conditioned to think marketing should be chaos? Because I think a lot of small business owners, they get it in their mind like, oh, I have to be posting content and I have to be doing this and I have to learn how to edit videos and I have to figure out this and I got to do this. And like, oh, it's like they get kind of sort of overwhelmed by that versus like, oh, I just have to write a check every month and it kind of gets taken care of.
Yeah, I think the marketing industry has made itself chaos driven, where we've told people you have to be found on Google, you have to be on social media, you have to be doing video. And then it's like, okay, I'm going to do social media. And then like, I have to be authentic, which is baloney. And then I've got to be doing video on social media. And then I got to learn TikTok. And now China's spying on me because I'm on TikTok. And like, it's just, there's too much stuff constantly. And I just don't understand why we've let that happen in a lot of ways. And like, it doesn't need to be that way. It's, I come at it from a very simple approach, like buzzword free or intentionally simple specifically, where a lot of that nonsense they talk about, like I get it all the time still. People are like, oh man, marketing is constantly changing. It's not. I'll have this conversation with people now because I'm pretty comfortable saying, everyone's like with SEO specifically, with Google, like, oh, it's constantly changing. The algorithm's constantly, yeah, it's constantly changing. The stuff I was doing a decade ago, we're still doing it. The first thing that we do is the same stuff that we did 10 years ago. And then we're still basically doing the same stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Social media, it's the same stuff. The platforms just change. Like the way we use Facebook is different. The way we add a post on Instagram is different. The website platforms that we add a page to are different, but the tactics and the foundations, it's all the same.
Yeah.
It's so simple.
Yeah. I think, you know, we dive into history of marketing, the foundations are always the same. And there's always change in some of the other stuff, but people will over-focus on the changing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. So tell me, any final thoughts on Starting Point? Why do businesses, you know, need to talk to you? And why is, you know, the Starting Point sort of suite of products still awesome?
Starting Point by Matty G Digital is a great place to get your business online for the business that's never done or paid for marketing before, frankly. It's a gateway drug into marketing, bigger tactics, etc. You need to get your business online. Like, I think there's still hesitancy for people to do marketing and digital marketing. They still think it's going to go away. And there's been talk again for the decade I've been doing marketing, that Facebook isn't going to be here anymore. Facebook will probably be the first thing to go, but it's going to be absorbed by something else, and there's going to be a new thing that comes. Technology never, it always evolves and changes. It never goes backwards, right? So there's going to be something new coming, and we need to get on those channels for people. We need to create more awareness for your business. We need to remind people that you exist, because not enough people know that your business exists, and that's how we grow our businesses.
Awesome. Yeah, I think you're, you know, the things like Facebook, some of that's going to change and adapt. But if you're online, it's easier to pivot when you're in doing it. So you have to get started. You know, Matt's going to be your guy to do that for you. I think, you know, the way you differentiate it and just have this tool belt where any small business owner in the area could come in and you're going to be able to set them up with the thing that they need right now, make it simple for them, is going to be awesome.
Yeah, what I like about this now, thinking about it too, where before you would Google digital marketing near me, digital marketing Lindsay, digital marketing Kawartha Lakes, because you'd recognize that you had a problem with your business. You'd see Managing Digital up there, and you'd see Starting Point Digital Marketing there, because I'm ranking one and two for both of those, because I'm really good at what I do. And you'd have to make a decision. You have to figure out, am I going to talk to Magic Digital or am I going to talk to this autonomous Starting Point?
Yeah.
Now, come to me, talk to me. I will put you on the path of what's the most appropriate for you and your business based on your goals. So.
Awesome. I love it. All right, Matt, final thoughts. Where do they find you now?
It's still going to be the same. There's no, it'll be a somewhat longer transition. Still go to startingpointdigitalmarketing.ca or just check me out at mattygdigital.com. Book a call. I will chat with you about what's going on with your business, where it hurts, why you're talking to me about marketing right now, why you're ready to invest, and I'll put you on the path.
Awesome. I love it. All right. That's the show about you. I'm going to talk about me. So I'm the business coach and teacher, helps your business get money with grants, increase sales, and streamlining your business for revenue and profit. You can find me at profitcoach.ca. Matt and I collaborate often to help businesses start, grow, or recharge. And we want to work with you. If you want to discuss working with us or be a guest on the podcast, you can send us an email to set it up at kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca. And remember, we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small businesses.